Now, one evening, I was walking down the street when I saw a little grey girl. She looked very poor to me, but someone told me afterwards she was very rich. You couldn't tell from her clothes. They were so very simple. Had I been wise, I would have seen that her simplicity cost her a fortune. She smiled at me, and I took a deep breath and walked on. And there she was, following me. I turned to the left. I turned to the left again, and the left, and the left. She kept following me, round the block. I went very fast until I was following her. "Oh, you sonsy creature," she says. "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I didn't say anything at all. I just smiled at her very gravely. It was hardly a smile. It was more of a leer. She threw me a dissipated look, and I blenched. I had never seen a look like that before, ever in my life, and of course it captivated me. Eventually I found my tongue. "Come on," I said. She fainted, right into my arms. I lifted her, took her into the nearest tenement. We walked a flight, two flights, three flights of stairs. I laid her down on the step to recover, and lay down myself to recover too. She looked around. "Where am I?" "Oh, we're on the third floor of a tenement." "What's a tenement?" "Well, flats, key flats." So we went on up. We came to the 7th, 8th, 9th, and when we came to the 724th flight, she drawled, "You know, this is a long way. Where are you going?" And I answered, "Oh, I live on the 728th floor." So we ran up the last four flights, and I produced a flat key. Remember, it was a key flat. I produced a key, twisted it into the door, and the door sprang open. "Come in," I said. She staggered dreamily in, through the hell, into the living room, lay down on the elegant sofa, and kicked off her shoes over the end. I gasped. This was living. I took a cigar from my vest, lit it at a candle that I lit specially for the purpose, and started puffing away furiously, blowing as much smoke as I could into her face, directly, and indirectly too, through my big ears. Her eyes stared into mine, but only for a second or two. They began to smart. "Stop blowing that damn cigar smoke at me," she wept. "Who the devil do you think I am?" "Who are you?" I rasped. "Who are you?" "Oh, you fool," she moaned. "You fool. You don't understand the first thing about me." "I do. I do, I do," I said. "I understand the first thing about you. And the second thing, too." "Ah, ha, ha," she laughed. "You are a man." "Me?" I ran next door, into the bedroom, to the pier glass, and peered into it. Then I ran back to her. "Yes, yes," I gloated. "I am a man." She sat up suddenly on the sofa and looked about her. "What am I doing here, talking to you 728 floors up? I want to go home. Mother wants me." "Mother wants you," I jeered. "Mother wants you. 11 times round the block, mother wants you. Go to your mother. Where does she live?" "On the ground floor." I picked her up and dropped her with contumely down the lift shaft. She went down rather quickly, though she told me the following week that she'd had time to sing the whole of Traviata and the first 11 bars of Trovatore. Needless to say, I never spoke to another woman in all my life. Never, ever.